Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is June 10th, 2021. This is edition number 30 as we continue working our way through season 4. The Morning Devotional, we are looking at the Westminster Shorter Catechism. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church, located in Evansville, Indiana. We are a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. Let's pray, and then we're going to consider the second half of question number 19. Yesterday, we considered the first half of the answer to question number 19. Today, we'll consider the last half, the conclusion of that answer. But let's pray together. Father, now as we come to your word, we would ask that you'd give grace and strength to us, that we would understand these things, that you would open our eyes and our ears to the truth of these matters, and that you would guide us through these important doctrines. Father, we would ask that you would be with your church, that you would help her, that she would be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and that you would persevere her, and that she would not grow weary in doing good. We pray that your will would be done, that your will would be done here on earth as it's done in heaven. And so, Father, help us now as we consider your word. We pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, yesterday we considered the first half of the answer to question number 19. The question itself is, what is the misery of that estate whereinto man fell? The answer is, all mankind, by their fall, lost communion with God, are under his wrath and curse, and so made liable to all the miseries of this life, to death itself, and to the pains of hell forever. Yesterday we considered that through the estate, the fall, the estate that we came into, and that misery that it is attached to the sinful estate in which we live, is this loss of fellowship and communion with God, and the abiding wrath and curse that's placed upon sinners, justly deserving his wrath and displeasure. Today we're going to consider, first, how we are made liable to all the miseries of this life. And the proof text that was used by the Westminster Assembly is Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. I'm not going to spend the time to read it. We have read this passage before, but I'm just going to highlight the principled issues that are given. God curses the woman by telling her that she will multiply pain in childbearing. To the man, he tells him that through his labors now, which was good, now ruined and polluted by sin, the ground is cursed. Labor will be toilsome, it will be burdensome, it will be arduous and difficult. Also, embedded there within this section of Genesis 3, 16 through 19, we see the end result of sin, and that is, of course, death. We're going to talk about that in a little bit lengthier treatment in a minute. But these are part and parcel of the miseries of this life. They're certainly not the only things. We take note by experience. We witness illness. We witness a pandemic that we have been experiencing for the last year and a half or so. The aches and pains of our bodies, the aging process, relational breakdowns in families, trials and tribulations from every corner. We see the weather and how it rages and affects and does untold damage in certain ways. Famine, starvation, poverty. All of these things are part and parcel of the miseries of this life now because of the introduction of sin. But then we come to that one that was given there at the end of verse 19, for you are dust and to dust you shall return. That is signaling that death will come. Now, God told Adam that. He said that the day you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in that day you will surely die. Now, they died spiritually immediately upon their rebellion, and they began to age, and then they did, of course, die as a result. But we know from Romans chapter 6, a very simple statement there in Romans 6 and verse 23. We have the words by Paul, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we die because of sin. This is part of the misery of this life. Death is a reality, for it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But then we have also the words at the end of the answer, and to the pains of hell forever. And this is something that I think the church needs to get back to preaching a little bit more. Not that we necessarily subscribe to fear tactic methodologies, but the fact of the matter is it's something to be feared, and the church needs to take this very seriously. The Lord Jesus Christ certainly did. And in Matthew chapter 25, we read in verse 41, "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" And then in verse 46, "And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." And so hell is a reality. It is part of the miseries of this life. And to the unregenerate, the end game for them, the end result of a life that's lived apart from the gospel, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, is death in hell, eternally separated from God forever and ever. There is no escape. There is no freedom from it. It will continue forever. And it's torment, and it's eternal torment. And it should scare, it should frighten any reasonable creature. But due to the hardness of our hearts, which is also a result of the miseries of this life due to sin, men reject that concept. They seek to suppress that information, that truth and unrighteousness. And so these are the miseries. And these miseries are such that we should take them very, very seriously. And it should press people. It should, as the gospel is presented, as the hope of Christ is given to people, it should encourage them, as the Spirit moves and works in the hearts of people, to turn from their sin and look to Christ, because there's only one solution to this entire misery, these miseries that we have highlighted over the last 2 days, and that is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to get to that very issue in just a few days in question number 21. But for now, we just see really what is the bad news, and it is bad. It's horrible, it's horrific, and it's one that we all experience every single day of our lives. But for the Christian, there is hope. For the believer, there is a sure and steadfast promise. But for the unbeliever, the end is as is said, the pains of hell forever await those who are outside of Christ. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. If you have any comments or questions or further, if you have any inquiries, if you have any anything you would like to communicate to me, I welcome any form of communication, whether good, bad, or indifferent. You can leave me a note. That information is there before you on the screen. Additionally, you can not only see these videos on YouTube, my personal website, or the church page, but you can also get these on sermon audio on the Providence Church PCA sermon audio page, both in its video and audio only format. So whatever works for you, avail yourself of those resources. Again, I hope these times are helpful, and if you would like to contact me, you may do so. So until tomorrow, when we consider question number 20, may the Lord bless you today. May you serve him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless.